All right. Welcome to Boyer Farm Track After Dark. This is not the Two World Rider podcast. I don't want anyone confused by it, despite the fact that I'm joined by my co-host,
Brian Boyer.
And across the table from us, we have Mason Sakonikis. Mason, what's your Instagram handle?
Mason Sakonikis.
Is that actually what it is?
Yeah.
It's not. Okay. There's no number or anything at the end of it?
Oh, Mason Sakonikis 709.
You might have to spell Sakonikis for the listeners.
T-S-A-K-A-N-I-K-A-S.
That's impressive.
God, I can't. Actually, I can spell it now at this point. So, Mason, you just got back from GNCC this past weekend. How'd that go for you?
It was good. Start was okay, but I could have done better.
How'd you finish?
I got second.
So he's in the 10 to 11 65 class, right?
Yeah.
And you're racing his 10-year-old this year.
Yes.
So he still has another year in the class. Yep. But you're spending a lot of time, I think, practicing on the 85. Which bike do you like better?
The 65 flows better, but the 85's faster. So
the bigger wheels make it a little nicer.
Yeah.
You think this is your last year on a 65?
We were going to do full gases and GNCCs next year again.
Just depends on how big you get.
Yeah.
Well, he can probably bench press a 65 if
he's that little dude is strong.
Yeah, he's got muscles.
So how's this weekend been? We've been hanging out here at the farm. This is the third time in the last, five, 6 weeks we've been out here. The weather's been great this weekend. You guys been having a good time?
I'm just working hard on trying to sponsor these kids. Hopefully I'll get the shout out. The kids are killing it. But you guys do like it out here. What do you enjoy coming out here and riding with a bunch of your friends?
I really enjoy where at home we only ride with our family, and when you come out to the
farm.
But that's
like 40 people in your family.
Yeah.
All right, maybe not that many, but it's close.
Yeah, but when we come out to the farm, I can ride with Luke or Noah or Landon and stuff.
And that's kind of cool, especially since you guys both have access to your race bikes and then also the trail bikes. So even though you may be faster, on your race bikes than some of the other kids, sometimes when you hop on a trail bike, it kind of evens things up a little bit. And it makes it a little more fun to be able to push and be competitive and, have some fun out there, right?
Yeah.
So are you looking forward to next weekend's SXCS event?
Yes, I am.
Did your dad tell you anything about the track?
He said the dirt was really good and the field tracks were looking good, too.
I was out there earlier today. Those field tracks are going to be awesome. You got a couple of creek crossings. There's nothing like super gnarly, but you know how Billy kind of designs tracks. There's nothing, not to take anything, there's nothing super difficult about it. They're just fun, fast, flowy tracks that you can have fun on. And I think that's going to be the case with this one, too. Plus, we all get to hang out again for another weekend.
Yeah, and it's not too far from here, so I think you guys are probably getting the perfect practice in.
Yeah, it's 30 minutes, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And they're practicing hill climbs that I think I was 20 before I tried.
Nah,
I think they're used to anything technical.
Well, it was cool. You guys were out there, and I know, there's been so many, and I wasn't out there today, but yesterday, I don't remember, might have been you and Carter taking that one line up, and you guys kind of encouraging Noah to take it up, and then he hit it, and that was pretty cool to watch you guys out there pushing each other. So
yeah, they were taking the line that Landon and Aubrey were taking. I didn't want it to get so rough, so I encouraged them to do the harder line.
I didn't realize that was the underlying story behind that you were really looking out for the younger kids and while also pushing the ones that probably should be riding something a little bit tougher.
No, you're always taking some of the younger ones under your wing and teaching them. I think that's so cool. And I thought the other cool thing, I was out there just kind of cruising with Colt today, and I look over and Mason's showing me this new loop he cut in, and then next thing you know, he's parking his bike with Carter along the tree, and you're throwing logs out. So do you enjoy kind of laying out courses and stuff? Because that loop was fun. I was like, maybe we have a track builder over here.
Yeah, I like tracks that flow more than just moving the handlebars around. I like it where the flowy berms, the fast stuff.
So, Mason, I'm going to ask you one more question, and this is just kind of a hot seat thing, and then we're bringing in the next guest tonight. A year from now, if we were to put them on equal bikes, who is faster between your two sisters?
I feel like right now I'm pretty sure Aubrey's faster, but I'm pretty sure Moore is going to be catching up to Aubrey soon.
She's coming on strong, huh? Yeah.
I think that sounds about right.
So any before we let them go, any kind of shout-outs you want to do with any sponsors or anyone you want to thank?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to shout-out your sponsors. You got to shout-out your social media. Do all that.
Moose Racing, Alpine Star, Limited Decal, 100%, AVS Levers, OGL Gearbags, Acherby's, and that's it.
Awesome. I'm impressed he pronounced the Cherubis right, because it took me
I still wanted to know how to pronounce it, so I finally got it. Yeah.
No. And also, I'm still somewhat sponsored by OGO. Well, I am still sponsored. No, and I are sponsored by OGO. Love those guys.
They make great bags.
Yeah. Best bags out there. So, well, Mason, thanks for stopping by tonight. It is past your bedtime. The only reason you got to stay up this late was to come on Boyer Farm Track after dark. So, dude, we'll see you out there tomorrow. I promise my 250, which is perfectly clean after 2 days, will get dirty tomorrow.
All right.
And you'll probably still destroy me, but that's cool, man. Yep.
See you on the track in the morning, buddy.
All right, see you, bud. We are joined by our next guest this evening. Please welcome Austin Sakonikas. That only leaves us with 36 other Sakonikas people to talk to tonight.
We have a whole season of podcasts we do just with their family.
No kidding. Austin, you are the eldest of the children, 12 years old. You've been racing the longest just due to the fact that you're the oldest. If anybody wants to see, you know, what you've been up to, aside from checking my Instagram story, I've tagged you in a few things in this weekend. What is your Instagram handle that they can kind of check out what you're into?
All right. It's a little tough to say, but it's at TSAK708.
So SAK708.
Yeah, but Zach, as Mario likes to say.
I've gotten that right. If we get Andrew on here later, I'm still going to bust on him and pronounce it with a Z. I mean, who the hell puts a T at the beginning of it?
Hey, I do have to say, at the GNCCs, I was watching the live feed, and they got you and Mason right every time.
That's because these guys have been on the podium so many times, along with Aubrey last year. Like, I was at the first one you finished on the podium on. That dude had some trouble. And then after about three or four of them, you got to get it right. Like, you're pronouncing it every other weekend. So
halfway through the season, they had it down.
Yeah. So talk, you know, since we jumped into the GNCC, you know, from at least the everything that I've seen, it's neat from my perspective, watching it on live, seeing you on the podium. Talk a little bit about the GNCC experience, what that's like.
It's definitely cool because you're racing the top kids in the nation, and it's not the best tracks, but you have to.
So why are they not the best tracks?
They're rough from the quads, but
that's what I wanted to say.
It's not that like pure single track, right?
Yeah,
but that's like you said, that's where the competition is, right? And that's where you're.
That's where the sponsors want you.
Yeah. Yep.
So you are. Listen, I mean, last year I was watching you, and you were racing 65s. What are you racing this year?
12-13 Super Mini.
Yeah, so you just jumped 40 whole cc's and God knows how many inches on those tires. What has the transition been like? I don't want to say, has it been easy? It's always difficult to change bikes, but are you having more fun on the Super Mini?
I mean, I can go faster, and I like going faster, but it's been a little rough.
Yeah, and he kind of is going fast, so.
Oh, he's definitely going fast. I mean, I'm on a 250, and there's. Admittedly, I admitted this earlier when Mason was in here. I haven't been out on my 250 at all this weekend, mainly because I don't want to get embarrassed by a kid on a 105 or an 85. Or if you decide to throw your leg over a 65 just for fun this weekend, I don't know. Maybe if it's a long straight course, I can beat you. But
so I will have to say though, like, so last year we rode up here, and you know, I didn't, no disrespect, didn't have to push really hard, and he comes out. Now you broke your wrist.
Yep.
And then you come back very, what was it, a couple weeks after you broke it, you're up here riding?
I think 5 weeks after I broke my wrist, I was riding here.
Yeah, and then you completely destroyed me.
How
did that feel? And two, how do I break my wrist like that?
I don't know. It's in my blood. Just go fast.
Yeah. So did you feel just different this year, or do you still just feel like the same old kid? It's just you're progressing.
I don't know. I've been working on a few things, and it's definitely helped.
So what is, listen, first, I don't want to say first race out. How many races you had this year? I know you did Hangover. Anything else after that?
Three or four.
Okay. You did full gas.
Yep.
Okay. How did you feel first GNCC last weekend, right?
Yeah.
How did you feel with your finish last weekend? Not necessarily could you ride better, but just at the end of the weekend, did you feel like you were pretty happy with your end result?
I was okay with it, but there was a few things to work on. I want to go for the top five.
That's what I told his mom earlier. Like, I know he's going to get a top 10 here pretty soon, but top five
is definitely doable. So where's that motivation come from? Because obviously you're fast, but it's like the mental side where you're already, to me, where you finished was amazing, but you're already thinking even farther down the road, I can go faster, I can get in that top five.
You can always do better, just push as hard as you can.
And another cool thing that I heard, your mom was talking about how you're starting to help Pops in the garage to make things a little bit easier on him.
Yeah, well, he's at work. I've been trying to help with bike work.
That's awesome. So do you enjoy that aspect of it?
I mean, I have Baby Chi out there. He's my company.
That's cool.
So do you, and I'm just curious, do you do that to, because you realize how much work has to be done if you guys want to get to the race weekends, the more workload you can take off your dad's plate, the quicker you can get there? Or, and it might be a combination of the two, do you just enjoy like working on the bikes and understand how they work a little bit better?
I mean, you've got to know what you're racing, and whatever I can do to help my dad will let us get to the race earlier and earlier.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a cool point because that's the other aspect of it. Racing's fun, but I think you enjoy it's kind of like this weekend. It seems like you just enjoy kind of hanging out around your friends and at the racetrack. Yeah. So maybe talk about like what's fun at the racetrack that's besides the racing? Like when you're before the racing or after the racing, like what do you enjoy?
Just the atmosphere. It's completely different than being at school. You don't have like all the kids saying soccer's better, football's better. You have people that are committed to one sport.
Well, anybody that says soccer is better is an idiot, so we'll just throw that out there.
My legs are stronger. Number one excuse they use.
I got to feel like if your legs aren't strong riding a dirt bike, you're not going to be successful.
Yeah, your legs have to be put through everything.
Yeah, or you're just sitting down like Mario and I too much.
I do sit. Listen, I followed your dad down around Costa Rica. I was like, Chris is sitting, I'm going to sit. And then I realized, no disrespect to your dad. Your dad's a lot older than I am. I should probably be standing.
No, right my now. Dad was winning overall races and probably never stood up. He just has this weird style. You just don't
so
follow
So next
it.
Time, don't put me behind your dad. I was just following a guy that's faster than me. I thought that's what I was supposed to do. So, Austin, before we kick you out and get the next guest in, because this is just like a real quick hot seat thing, what sponsors do you want to shout out? What social media do you need to let us know about? And when you racing next? Three quick questions.
I want to thank my mom and dad the most, but besides that, JT Motorsports, Official Moose Racing, Alpine Stars, and all the other people.
And I'd like to shout out to your dad who just delivered a hot case of Diaz.
That smells
which
good.
Which is a Boyer Farm Track tradition that the Sakonikas has always hook us up with. Late night quesadillas.
Any other social media accounts other than your Instagram?
I mean, I have that Facebook, but my mom don't let me use that.
No, but you guys are using that, like, what is it, Kids Messenger or something? Not that anybody should be messaging you on that outside of our group.
No. Nah. My brothers and sisters are on it.
You're not even on that? No. Okay. No Tinder accounts?
Nope.
All right.
When you're that fast, you don't probably need Tinder.
No, you don't need that. They just send you letters in the mail. Next race, when are you racing again?
Hopefully soon. I think next weekend at the SXCS.
So what are you going to ride there?
12-13 Super Mini and Schoolboy 1.
All right, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I think it's what's neat about that series is like after you do a test, they start you based off of your overall finish, right? So you could kind of, obviously the schoolboy starts kind of behind everyone, but you could technically be starting up with A-riders if your test times are up there.
Yeah.
Does that help you a little bit, kind of starting with those riders or someone that you can kind of chase? Or do you like to kind of ride your own pace?
Knowing that I'm with the faster people helps me go faster. I want to stick with them.
See, I'm the opposite of that. As the race goes on, they move me further and further back, and it makes me want to catch those guys in front of me, which is most of the field at that point. So
here's macaroni and cheese in this quesadilla. That's awesome.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that was mine.
I don't. Who'd he hand it to? Exactly.
We'll share.
Well, there's three pieces, sounds and there's good. Three of us. All right, Austin. Appreciate you being in here, and we're going to let you get some sleep because I'm assuming we're riding all day tomorrow. So thanks so much for joining us, and hopefully we'll have you on a full podcast at some point.
Yep, that'd be cool.
All right, thanks, man. And now I'm going to have to edit that. And now we're back with our next guest, Noah Orsini. I don't know where he came from. Have you ever seen this kid before in your life?
Once or twice.
Me only once or twice, too. I don't know where he comes from. No, this is my son. Noah, what is your Instagram handle? We've been having everyone kind of plug that before we get started.
Noah_fastracing46.
And you should say that fast is spelt with two S's.
Yep.
But you got the underscore right, and I'm kind of impressed. So, you've been out here at Boyer Farm Track all weekend?
Yep.
It's like and we've gone over this third weekend in the last few weekends. What's it been like out here?
It's been pretty good. I mean, if you're at Boyer Farm and you're not having fun, something's seriously wrong with you.
My yeah. man.
Nope, I agree with that. Either you're not riding or you're not sober. And either way, we don't want you here. Have you been... let's be fair here. You did pretty well on your 50 when you started racing it, especially season two. I think you... I don't remember where you finished points wise, but you know, pretty high up in the points on the 50 on the 50cc bike. Raced 65 for kind of a season and a half. First season, it's kind of what you expect. First season on a new bike. Second season, not what we expected. Now you're on an 85 because we just jumped you up mid season last year. What's the difference between the 65 and the 85, and what do you like more or less about jumping up to the bigger bike?
Well. I think for starters, what I like more is just those bigger wheels and that extra power to get me through some, like,
Brian, roots. Side note, I need bigger wheels and extra power.
Yeah, you need to.
I need a 23 front.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll work, but.
Maybe not.
No, but, yeah, to Mario's question, like, I've been super impressed with, you know, the 65, like, no disrespect, you know, is, you know, okay.
No, I was bad.
And then, no, suddenly you get on the 85, and obviously it had nothing to do with bike ability or anything. You just gelled with the 85, and now you're rolling. So maybe talk a little bit about, like, what was the difference? I know you like the bigger wheels, but do you just feel more comfortable, more confident?
Yeah, I definitely feel more comfortable on there. I don't know what it's about. It's just something clicks, and it just tones me on.
I'm not going to touch that.
Yeah. We're on the late night podcast. Yeah.
No, we'll touch he threw guests. That out there to us. I mean, we get the adults in here. We might touch on that. Yeah. wow, that went off. Anyway, you got a race coming up next weekend. You've only raced. You raced once this year, just a hangover?
Yeah. Yep.
That's right. You're running second. I don't know what happened that final lap, but Hangover is one of those races that you coming in as one of the top guys, you know, you're supposed to win and everything can go off the rails because you don't know what's going to happen weather-wise. Hell, I only unloaded my bike and then put it right back on the back of the truck, which Andrew reminded me of as I was out checking out the SXCX race earlier. He's like, you actually going to unload your bike this weekend? Yes, I'll actually race. But you ended up finishing third. Not a bad finish, all considering. I mean, that could end up being a drop depending on how many races we have. It could also just end up being, you know, top three finish any weekend is a good finish. What are kind of your expectations? And we're changing disciplines a little bit because we're going from hair scramble to sprint enduro. What's your expectation for next weekend? What are you looking to do?
I'm looking to put it on the box, see how many people are there. But, I'm definitely, I'm not trying to get stuck, and I just try to get put in the fastest lap time, see where that takes me.
Well, you got through, you know, you mentioned the hangover hair scramble. I swept road? Yeah.
I don't
swept
know. Road that, a long night.
Yeah. Swept road that course, and it was challenging, and you just kind of started a little bit on that 85, like, you didn't have that much experience. It's the first race of the year. So I think that probably helped you a little bit with the technical ride, and you've been out here doing some hill climbs. So do you feel more confident in some of the technical aspect now?
Definitely. And as you mentioned, those hill climbs, I mean, I'm really liking them now just because extra power. And honestly, I like it. Like, if I was on my 65, I hate it. I wouldn't want
to
do it.
Yeah, you're just getting used to it. And I think if you get kind of comfortable being uncomfortable, which I think will help when you get to the challenging sections of a race.
So the moto you guys were running today.
Yeah.
If I were to go run that moto with you, who wins, you or me?
Me.
I would honestly like to see that because in the first moto, I think you could really throw a very short string between you and Luke out there. And then you stretched out a little bit the second moto. You came back. Maybe change some clickers, you know, change some stuff maybe.
I think you started out, what, you guys 10-second increments?
Five second?
And you probably... I know Luke pulled over at one point, but I think before that, you probably gapped him by, I don't know, what would you guess, Brent? 20 seconds, yeah, something like that?
Yeah, something click seemed in the second moto. So, but it's so cool to see how close you are, and I think if we throw your dad in the mix, he's going to have to push. I think he'll be right there in the mix with the three of you. So hopefully we're going to get him out there.
I'm out there in the mix with two 11/10-year-olds on an 85.
That's right. They're ripping.
No, you guys are both riding great this weekend, and whatever, I'm riding tomorrow one way or another. Now, if you do beat me, I will request that we go hit up some hill climbs after that, and I'll go hit up the double A. I don't care. I think I can make it up before you make it up.
Probably, and the reason I think I'd win that the moto was just because I know it's some tight stuff back there, and those big handlebars might not be able to get through all that.
Yeah, so I was on the 140 screaming today.
So maybe I need to take the 100 out.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Noah, and I get, because I'm your dad, we really haven't chased, not say we ever chased, but we haven't gone after a ton of sponsors this year because we were planning on taking it easy. Which, thanks to COVID-19, there hadn't been any racing, so you know we had to take it easy. But anyone, any sponsors or any companies or any people you want to shout out before you hop off here tonight?
Definitely, Fast Training in Winchester, Virginia. OGO, because I'm still sponsored with them.
Yeah, we are. You and I both.
Yeah. Well,
I have like six or seven OGO bags. How weird is it for you to say JT Motorsports? That's got to be the first time you've ever said that on mic and or on camera.
Right on moto. No,
it is. Yeah, right on moto. I mean, I'd say that, but yeah. I can't shut down.
No, but I mean, to be fair, like JT's been great to us. We're still very close with the Ross family. We've been out there riding. So, you know, we're obviously always going to shout out John and Jake and Luke because they help you guys. They help you and me out a ton. But JT Motorsports, from a dealer perspective, they also actually sponsor the actual version of this podcast. Anybody else?
Definitely Luke and Jake Ross, and for helping me, like, get better on the bike, for hill climbs, and just making me feel more comfortable on it. And definitely John Ross for tuning my bike and making it really well.
The magician.
And definitely my dad for doing everything and taking me everywhere and spending all the money
that he has just for me.
Well, I guess you left out one other person and or place.
Oh, Brian, boy foam track.
There you go.
My man.
All right, man. We appreciate you being on tonight. We're going to get a few more guests on, but it's well past your bedtime. I don't know where you're sleeping because this is Podcast Central, so just go find an empty bed, and I'll see you in the morning.
All right. Good night.
Good night. All right. Please welcome our next guest this evening. He is no stranger to the podcast. He's been on before. Please welcome Dave Dalmasso. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you, man. Thanks. What's up?
So, I don't even know what we were talking about.
I think the last thing we talked about was hiding all the whiskey before he came in.
Well, that and the fact that he can't complain today because we actually gave him real headphones. He doesn't just have to stick little things into his ears.
Yes, thank you. I feel special now. I feel official.
Moving on up.
So, Dave, you've been out here all weekend. What have you kind of noticed from the kids out riding? And I know some of the adults have been out riding, obviously me very, very limited. Brian's been out on the 140.
Screaming.
In Crocs.
Yeah, full Croc.
What have you noticed?
It's just been great, man. This is just the biggest thing I've noticed is just riding time. It's just like the kids never, they don't stop, it seems like. They go out, they hammer motos, and then they're like, oh, we're done with the moto. Let's go play ride. And then they get back and let's go do a moto. It's
sun up to sundown. Yeah. Like, I think that's one thing I don't think we've done is just like get an hour meter. I'd love to see like the time that they actually put in a weekend, because from the parts I think we have to order, it seems like.
Didn't you guys run hour meters on your bikes?
Yeah, but I don't like look at them at the beginning of the day usually. Yeah. Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
But it's hard because they got multiple bikes too, so it's like you can't time.
Well, that's what we were talking about earlier, and I don't remember who it was with, Mason. There's so many Zach and Nika's children, I can't keep track. But just the fact that, you know, they'll come in on their race bikes or race-like bikes, whether it's their practice or whatever, and then they go out on a pit bike. Just to kind of even things up, you know, somebody that's a little bit slower on the race bike, like those sorts of things. And then you'll see them all go out on pit bikes, and that evens things up even a little bit more. Like somebody's carrying more corner speed. And when I say pit bikes, we got a CRF 100, we've got 110s, we've got, what else we have out there? Is that it? Is that it?
140.
Yeah, they got the
140. The cheater bike.
Screaming.
Yeah, they're great. I love the 110s, personally. I like it when Landon rides that a lot because I don't have to do anything at all. Just
clean the air filter every once in a while.
Yeah, because those other bikes
I don't even clean the air filter, not till next weekend. Like, just let it go. It just never needs anything.
Yeah, because those other bikes, that dreaded KTM 50, which it always seems to need everything after.
Yeah. they're pretty good, though, but yeah, definitely not like the
110. So what do you think kind of Landon, obviously Louie's riding too, but Landon's kind of at that racing aspect of, what does he like about kind of just coming out here and riding compared to kind of a race weekend? Obviously, he enjoys both, but what do you see from him that he enjoys here?
I think it's just more, I don't want to really say laid back, but it's like it doesn't have to be starting at a certain time. And he's kind of, he gets a little nervous, I think, before, like, he knows it's like a real race. You know, he likes it, but here it's just all fun, just friends, and that's the biggest thing, I think, is it's all the friends together, even though in a real race they wouldn't be in the same race or the same class. You know, everyone kind of just rides together and hangs out.
Well, I see Mason a lot of time jumping on a 110, and him and Landon out there just kind of riding together, so I think that's kind of cool. Like you said, they're not in the same class, but they're out there kind of ripping and learning from each other.
Yeah, they get on the play bikes, like you were saying earlier, and then you got, you know, Carter, Mason, Austin, Landon, and
what's Carter? Is he on a 70 or 90? Like, he's not on a very big bike at all.
It's that Suzuki.
No, that's a 110.
It's just Suzuki. Okay. It don't change anything for like 30 years.
It's never changed anything. The Hayabusa is still the same. Yeah. Like, they don't change anything. Busa. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
So I got another question. This is, and I hear Mario's got a school tomorrow. Obviously, everyone here knows that Dave is the wheelie master.
Yeah, I didn't get out there today.
So yeah. I think tomorrow we're going to do a school. But first, I hear you kind of wheelied maybe 10 or 12 feet or something.
Man, I got from the pen to the road.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, that's probably close, a half mile, right, on a 110?
It's got to be close to that.
Yeah, it's pretty
I'd
far.
Shoot that on my drone.
I could go further.
Yeah,
I'd shoot that on my drone, but RIP.
Yeah.
Next one will be
what
here
happened
on
to that thing.
Listen, pine dude, tree. It came out to, first off, I've crashed that drone a few times. You're going to fly drones, you're going to crash them. I priced out the parts. It was $400 for me to fix it. Or I get the new latest and greatest for $800. It'll be here on Thursday. So I'll have it for race weekend.
So maybe talk a little bit about like the technique or how people start with how to learn wheelies, because do you just go out on a Hayabusa and that's
friends,
how you learn?
You make friends with Dave. You make friends with Dave. And by the way, let me just touch on that Hayabusa for a second. I remember I went out on a Hayabusa the first time, and you didn't crack open the throttle. You just opened it up. I was like, this is weird. The tank just hit me in the stomach. Oh, shit. The front wheel's up off the ground. What just happened?
Yeah, I mean, those things are crazy, man. I never got too much into those, but they're cool bikes. I don't know. Street bikes scare me. like stunt riding was cool, but like really riding street speed, like that stuff, it's dangerous, man. It's crazy. Yeah. I give it to you, man. You run them streets these days, but the wheelie thing is a lot of fun, man. I'd say to learn it, the smaller the bike, the better.
Well, that's what Dave told me. He was like, get out there on the 100. Don't take your 250 out, because you can learn to do it on the 100 when you get the extra motor. Then it's...
Yeah, even a 50. That's what I learned on a 50, and it's just when there's no power to the bike. So when you're wheeling it and the front end comes down and you go to chase it, you give it a handful, you can't catch it. You're done for that wheelie. You got to pull it up again. So once you learn that balance...
You're not
relying on the motor. You're just your back brake balance and your balance point. Yeah. And then once you get it down, it transfers to the next bike and the next bike. But definitely start small, and it's a lot less expensive. Don't go buy a new sport bike and be like, oh, I'm gonna learn a rock rear brake real quick, because you won't.
Yeah, start on the dirt.
So Dave, by the end of the day tomorrow, not that we'll work on it all day, but just whatever my training session is, what is your goal for me? Feet wise, get that it I up. Can ride a wheelie, or is it just get the front wheel up off the ground?
I don't know. It's hard. I would say if you could do like, you know, what it doesn't really matter how far it is, as long as it's controlled. As long as you're using the rear brake, it can be 10 feet. It can be 50 feet. As long as you get the concept of just pushing that rear brake, you'll get it. We'll see you tomorrow. Let's say I'm, for the record, I'm saying 40 foot.
Dang.
Both feet,
yeah.
Rock and brake.
Yeah,
nice.
So
if I can get 40 foot, yeah. I hope Brian's out there filming it, because I need that. I need some content for my Instagram.
Well, you try, and if you don't get it first, we'll put you on the 250, and you just hit it in like fifth gear and just do a wheelie like this big.
I know
40 feet go real quick.
Is there anybody here like my same height, weight that I can have a stunt double in case I can't get it?
No, I know a really good editor, two-wheeled rider, if you want to check them out. They can probably, like, replace Dave on the bike.
No, that's, like, that video we did, the Old Town Road parody, like, that's one of the things that people still DM me and comment about, like, the fact that you're riding those, you know, circle wheelies, which was, you know, that was, and you had Louie.
On the front, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Exactly, so.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's fun, dude. It's fun with the kids, too.
If you're watching this on YouTube, because we made it available, we're at least one of us is following the social distancing rules.
Got the mask on. Yeah.
That's our quesadilla chef.
Yeah, exactly.
That seems to not have any quesadillas at the moment, which is kind of disappointing. Or beer.
How do you drink the beer?
How do you
he has this that? Perfect cutout for the...
All right, Dave, anything you need to plug? Any sponsors? And I don't mean AA sponsors. I just mean any sort of sponsors that you may have that you need to plug.
I guess the only thing I can think of is like JT Motorsports, man. They always help us out.
You remember what happened last time you plugged them first?
What?
Andrew called you out. Like, you need to plug your
wife. Yeah. Well, God damn it. I'm not, you always say sponsors, and I'm thinking like who's giving – discounts on bikes and stuff. Like, you should have said, like, is
we didn't even set him up for that. He just walked right into it.
You can edit this, right? Yeah. You can edit this.
I can, but I don't know if it's gonna be as entertaining. All right, so Kyla 1, JT's 2.
Yes, that's what I said.
Yeah, all right, we got you.
All right, man, we appreciate you joining us. We'll see you in the morning. Before you got here, Andrew, he said, by the end of tomorrow, I might be able to ride a wheelie 40 feet.
Some more than I can.
On a 100, so we'll see how that goes. All right, Dave. See you in the morning, man. All right, appreciate man. You
Thank
joining
you guys.
Us. Yep. All right. Please welcome Andrew Sakanikas.
What's up?
Andrew.
Did that have a Z in it this time, or did you actually say it right?
I got rid of the Z and the silent T and everything else in there. But we've already, he's like the 16th Sakanikas to be on tonight on Boyer Farm After Dark. So, well, you know, I'm getting used to it.
We kind of mentioned the same thing about the GNCC. I was so impressed that they were getting it right. But like you said, there's been so many podiums.
When you finish on the box enough.
Hey, they're getting to know the name. That's good.
So, you went out a little bit earlier than I did, stayed a little later than I did. Went out to check out the SXCS. I guess round two, I don't know what original round it was supposed to be, but we're out in Burlington, West by God. What do you think of it?
Man, what a interesting piece of property, man. To go to a brand new venue with no races on it. Property owner was awesome. Let him cut in some cool stuff. You know, I only got to really see the cross test, which is like the grass track section, and we drove all the stakes in that today and got that ready. And it's just, I think it's just under 3 miles, but fast, flowy. The dirt is amazing out there. I didn't see a single rock through any of the fields. Maybe a little bit of roots and stuff. I guess it was an old Christmas tree farm, but they pretty much plucked everything and been burning all the stumps and stuff back in that backfield. And completely dozed that front field. The dirt, the color of the dirt is amazing.
Well, I don't know. Obviously, I don't understand the whole science behind it. But, like, the pine tree sections always seem to, like, be the best. Maybe yeah, something about those Christmas trees. Like, the needles, like, go in there and compost or something.
But, no, I'm super excited about it. Definitely looking forward to it and get back to racing. It's been a while local-wise but since we've been on the gate or on the starting line.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know what the flow of the track's going to be, but when you go across that creek crossing, do you go through that fence gate and then go in? Like I was riding SSR. Yeah. So is that the way that works?
They take off there behind the trailer and run a little bit of that field section that was all dirt.
Yeah.
That you had that drone footage of. And, you cross that creek, you go back, and you get out of that field into that next field.
Yeah.
It's all grass, and the grass is so thick.
Oh, it's like, definitely thick. Like,
and they mowed it. They used that brush hog on the front of the skidder, and he was just saying how thick it is. I think it's going to hold up, and it's going to be like grass track all day long.
No, I think it will, because was it Brody that was on the four-wheeler? Like, he's riding over on the four-wheeler, and I'm out there on a glorified pit bike, and grass was still, like,
super
thick going through there. So I think it will hold up, especially, I mean, granted, you get into late in the day on Sunday, it may break down a little bit, but I don't think we're going to get to, like, full-on dirt and mud at that point. I think there's still going to be good traction through there.
I agree. I think it's going to be really good. And that stuff right towards the end of that grass test before you get into the last field was back where they had that burn pile and they were burning the old stumps and stuff. They run this little section along the creek that's cool, man, like, creek's right to your right hand side. It's like a nice, it's almost, I don't know if it's called a creek or a river, but it's river status, man. It's cool.
No, it's definitely wide down through there. And then there's and I went out there earlier today before I killed my drone. I got a new one showing up on Thursday, which I told Dave about. But there's, like, the water section there, like, there's, I don't know what you would call it, like a land bridge across, it's not really a lake, but a giant pond or whatever. Like, the whole layout out there is just cool as can be. And while you're taking a dirt road to get back there, we saw the big campers and stuff that were out there. You're not going to have any trouble getting back there. There's plenty of parking.
Yeah, it's nice and level. They pull their 53-foot tractor trailer in there. They're scoring and sign up and everything trailer.
Everyone will be
right.
Get
that in there. You shouldn't have a problem.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
So they actually came back today and moved that thing. I don't know.
Was that Roman? There. No. Was that Roman that was moving that?
No, like, no. Okay. It kind of looked like him.
Yeah, it did.
Say it. No, a local guy, friend of the property owners, he pulled the trailer down from Northern Neck where we were supposed to have round two. Went down there, grabbed it, brought it out here to Burlington, West Virginia. And then he's also going to take it up to Western Maryland for the next round, July 4th weekend.
Yeah, we're getting back into racing, but, you know, we talked a little bit about the racing, but you guys have kind of had a little bit of a downtime with your kids and not racing. I know you guys are, you chase a lot of points, you do a lot of racing, but how do you feel about kind of the downtime, and how do you feel about the kids getting up here and getting a lot of seat time and practice in? What does that mean?
Shameless plug to Boyer Farm Trike.
Yeah, I feel that's right. No, it's been killer, especially for my girls. The boys always had a chance, you know, to spend a lot of time up here as they were starting to hone in on their riding skills and just getting started. This was like the go-to place coming up to Boyer Farm. And when we got deep into racing and the boys, it was like, we needed to go to the races. We need to go to the races. The girls were kind of like, not an afterthought, but the priority was more on keeping the boys racing and keeping them in points or keeping them at the top of their game. And the girls didn't get the chance to really get up here and to be able to bring my girls up here and see how much they've improved I always said the boys got most of their speed here at the farm, so to see the girls do the same thing is a killer.
Well, I think it's just neat to see now that there's a whole crew of kids, and everyone seems to have kind of a, almost like a buddy system. I don't know like what it is, but someone always has someone somebody. To push, right?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool. They go out and they really ride from sunset or sunrise to sunset.
Yeah, and we've tried to change it a little bit to where, you know, we let them go out and they have fun, but we've, you know, in the past couple weeks or past couple times that we've been up here, we've really put that, you know, okay, you've had your fun. We're going to go out. We're going to do motos. We're going to race each other. We're going to really hammer down and push our skills and put it into a real race situation. We never really did that before. And I think it's really, really helped all the kids across the board.
I think it has too, because you've got multiple aspects of that. Like the really fast kids, they have to learn to deal with the lap traffic that's a little bit slower. The younger kids have to deal with the fact that you've got these really fast guys coming up behind you. Doesn't mean you have to pull over and just let them go around, but you just stick to your line, let them go by, but you're still battling out with everyone, and that's been kind of cool to see.
Yeah, I think that's key, and that's why, you know, some people might think we're crazy for setting up, you know, 2-minute lap time course on a 600-acre farm, but that's the reason we're doing that, to give the faster kids, you know, the kids out front, the thought of I can lap somebody in a 30-minute moto, you know what I mean? That's my goal. I'm going to go lap somebody. And then maybe some of the not as fast kids going, I'm not going to get lapped this time. You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny to hear him coming, so-and-so wouldn't let me around. It's like,
that's racing. Hard. You're going to find the person.
They're
in the
still
race.
On the lead lap.
And we
there.
Ran into that with Mason at the last GNCC. Had a very hard time being one of the faster 65 kids dealing with some of the slower 85 kids or whoever it may be. I heard him saying to the kids on 50s and the other kids saying, hey, when I get behind you, don't let me go by. Don't let me go by. Stay in the main line. Don't pull over. I need to pass you on my own type deal. And super proud to hear him want to work on that. Yeah. But.
And I think it's cool to see. I think, you know, you mentioned kind of these shorter tracks of we have all this land, but I think we kind of learned a little bit about what we used to do. We used to come out here and we hammered the 14-mile loop, and you were always the fastest. So guess what that meant? You'd hammer down and then you'd get a break. Where the shorter loop allows even the fastest rider, you're not getting a break. You're hammering down.
Yeah, for sure.
I think they start seeing other bikes in front of them and you get that additional motivation to, all right, well, I'm lapping him, but let me see how many times I can, or, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Where can I, okay, I know where I am on the course. Where am I going to get him? I'm going to get him here. I need to time my speed to where I get him to a spot where I know I have a line to make a pass or whatever it be. It's good. Like I said, coming up here and letting the kids ride, I mean, I've gone to the gas station twice, and I even brought 27 gallons with me, so it gives you an idea how many hours and how much seat time we're getting.
Yeah, hopefully, well, probably to the gas station.
What is that,
more
1 gallon?
Cheese for the quesadilla, too.
Yeah.
That's also only like 2 gallons per child, so I mean, it's not that.
That's true. The generator eats a lot, too.
All right, man. Anything you need to plug sponsor-wise? We've kind of talked about Sack Family Racing on Instagram already multiple times. Anything else?
Yeah, definitely Sack Family Racing. You know, if you're listening to this and interested in what we have to say and what we do, I try to put what I can up there. I've been horrible with the social media in the past, just personally. So I changed, you know, that personal account to Sack Family Racing and just kind of trying to throw out there what we're doing and where we're going and a little bit behind the scenes. So yeah, definitely follow us there. Give us some love and support there. Try to keep that thing going.
Oh, and I think you guys are also approachable. Like you were working on tons of bikes earlier today. Yesterday we were working on your son's bike. We were working on, I don't remember the next bike that pulled up. Like,
he needs some assistance. Like 10 bikes and he still offers a hand.
So. Yeah. These rookies fully stocked out here. They bring one bike per kid. I bring 2 bikes per kid because they never last.
You're always working on one.
2 bikes per kid and enough parts to build a third bike if need be.
For sure. For sure. So yeah, get at us at Sack Family Racing and, you know, clearly the ladies, all the ladies, my wife, your wife, his wife, everybody's wives for kind of supporting the whole thing coming up here. I mean, it's a lot of work for them too, because we have babies or whatever it be.
Yeah.
And, you know, things going on. It's, of course, JT Motorsports. I know you probably ran an ad for them already, and
we ran one on the actual podcast.
Dave gave him some love instead of his wife already. But
we set number one him up his perfectly heart. For that, yeah. And he dude, you failed once him. Again.
So next time we're gonna have like those cue cards where it says Kyla.
No, I just need a pit board. Yeah. Kyla. Yeah, Kyla. Yeah.
Just that's it, man. Just thanks for having me back to chat with you. I love being at the farm. Glad to have 3 days up here instead of just two.
Yeah, it's crazy how makes a difference.
How much more it feels like. Hopefully I'll get to ride tomorrow instead of working
on pounding. That's what I said.
One million stakes in a grass drag is what it felt like today.
No, they just kept filling that four-wheeler cart back up with more and more. I was standing there talking to Nancy, and she's like, I should get those guys some water.
Yeah.
I was like, I should go
by
back.
By water, you mean beer.
Yeah.
The only thing I could think about the whole time is like, oh, my God, there's snakes.
Can we just talk about snakes. AW for a second? The guy had ham, cheese, and ketchup sandwiches.
Longhorn cheese. If you ask him what type of cheese, it better be Longhorn cheese.
He did say, he's like, it's Longhorn cheese.
He won't tell you it's cheese, Longhorn cheese.
That guy's an animal, so I think that must work.
He's a hero, man.
He is. He is for sure.
Huge supporter of that series and was out there busting his tail today. And after I left, I'm sure he kept going at it. And I'm sure he'll be at it again tomorrow. They got to get that wood section in.
What do you think that wood section is going to look like, if you had to guess?
Man, I don't know. I didn't really even understand where they're going in and out.
I didn't either.
I think they said 120 acres there, maybe.
Is it 120 or 102? But it
that's 102, plenty, I think, is their farm out in western Maryland.
Okay.
All right. It's over 100 acres.
That might
have
been two different things I was looking at.
But I didn't get to see the upper back parking field or anything. I don't know if you caught any footage of that. Or
I got a little bit, but it didn't look – I mean, there's a little bit of hill there, but I don't feel like there's going to be anything super technical.
I don't think so
ought
either.
To be pretty fun.
I was more worried about how am I going to get my girl on a PW50 from where the start is up into the woods, because it looked like they were coming. You had to cross that creek at some point or something. But, you know, knowing those guys will go out there and there'll be a beautifully manicured bridge or a pipe or something. Yeah. I love that they bring the equipment, the machinery to, you know, build a course.
They definitely have the machinery out there.
Yeah.
And I feel like Billy's just playing half the time when he's out there.
That's what I said the whole time. I said, it's okay, Billy, we got this. He's out there scooting around on that track machine. We're out there on our 7 millionth stake.
But no, they do a great job too after it. I mean, we all know what the rain was here, that the round that they had, and by the end of it you'd never knew that it rained or we had a race.
Oh yeah, the repair that he did and the landscape rake, and I don't even know if he seeded it, but it sure looked like a golf course when we came back up here again. Yeah.
So. And the kids are still riding that
another
same loop.
A good thing. If you or listen to this podcast and you're in the DC Washington metro area and you have about 200 acres and you want to make a few dollars and you like dirt bikes and off-road stuff, reach out to them, because they'll come tear up your property and return it to what it was like when you got there.
If not better.
And leave you with some coin in your pocket. So it's a win-win-win.
There you go. There's a plug for you, SXCS.
All right, let's get it going. Andrew, we appreciate you being back on again. It's getting late. Might get another guest or two on tonight.
We'll see if anyone's still out there by the fire, right?
Exactly. But we'll see you in the morning, and hopefully we can get some riding in tomorrow. So
for sure.
Thanks guys, man.